Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutyanno mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your life?
Subira obulamu bulungi.
Let me hope life is good.
Kubanga oyo ye Kristo.
Because that is the Christ.
Era tumwebaza.
And we thank him.
Oyo atukuumye nga tuli balamu mu mubiri guno.
Watched over and we are well in this body.
Era si lwa maanyi si lwa buyinza.
Not by power, not by might.
Naye lwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Tongere okumuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
We move on, give him glory and honor.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father.
Kigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
His word the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wamo n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Tuongere okubassaamu ekitiibwa.
And we move on to honor them.
N'okubeebaza.
And to thank them.
Wamo n'okwebaza ejje lyabwe erya bamalayika abatukuvu.
Even to thank his armies of the holy angels.
Eri wamu naffe.
Those who work together with us.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongera n'ekitundu ekyokuna.
We want to move on with our fourth part.
Okusobola okumalayo akatundu.
Be able to finish the portion which lagged behind yesterday. When we are seeing the third way,
Katonda jaza bikuramu okuyitibwa kwe kwaza subiza manga gonna,
through which God has come revealing his worldwide promised call,
okoli kugwanga eriya Uganda,
which is on the nation of Uganda,
biro bine bya AD,
in this era of AD,
ngawe byali kugwanga eriya Israeli,
as it was on Israel,
biro bya BC,
in the era of BC.
Eranga gwe mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo kusemazinga wenseno.
And it is God's final work on this planet Earth.
Okusinzira mu Uganda ekula lya Africa.
Basing in Uganda, part of Africa.
Revival era okudizibwa obujja.
The revival and the restoration.
Okukyasinzira okusembayo kusemazinga wenseno.
The greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Okusinzira mu Uganda ekula lya Africa.
Basing in Uganda, part of Africa.
Eranga tugenda maso n'okulaba.
And we moving on to see.
Obunabbi.
The prophecy which based in the Holy Scriptures, which was released in the era of AD, from within Uganda and outside Uganda. Now we want to move on with the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda, which was written in the New Vision newspapers. On the day of Saturday, on the date of 14th, in the month of November, 1992, through the prophet and the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein.
Yet
we had heard the main things about that, and we move on to explain the meaning of those words. And we came back and we are right at this point where they said,
here in Uganda exists a man,
one of Uganda, what was musajja,
who is heading this work,
oyo akulembera omulimu guno,
omusajja oyo,
that man
akulemberamo omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo kusemazinga wense,
heading, leading God's final work in the planet Earth,
era revival n'okudizibwa obujja okukyasinze,
and the revival and the restoration the greatest,
era okukyasinzira okusembayo kusemazinga wense eno,
the greatest and the last on the planet Earth,
okusinzira mu Uganda ekula lya Africa,
basing in Uganda, part of Africa,
okulemberamu ensi zonna mu mulimu guno,
leading the entire world in this work,
abasajja aba Nabbi Wilhelm Wetzel,
the main prophet Wilhelm Wetzel,
ne Emil Klein,
and Emil Klein,
okuva mu ggwanga lya Australia,
from the nation of Australia,
mwaka ogwa 1992,
in the year 1992,
Katonda yabikulira nti alikulemberamu omulimu ogwo,
God revealed them the one to lead that work,
ali wano mu Uganda,
is right within Uganda.
Era mukunyonyola bagamba,
and in explaining they said,
who is like Elijah,
oyo alinga Elia,
Moses,
Musa,
and heir to David's throne,
era omusika wantebe ya Daudi.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twamaze okunyonyoka abeera atya nga Elijah.
We finished to get explained how he appears as Elijah.
Era ne tutandikako abeera atya nga nabbi Musa.
We began on how he appears as Prophet Moses.
So twakitegedde.
Now we understood.
Nga tweyongerayo okulaba nti ayina okubanga yalaba ebyomuggulu.
As we move on to see that he must have seen copies of things in heaven.
N'abireeta ku nsi kuno.
And he brings them on this world.
Era nga nabbi Musa bwe yali.
And as Prophet Moses was.
Okusinziira ku Beburaniya esura eno ey'omunaana.
According to Hebrews chapter 8.
Olunyolo okutanula omukaaga.
Verses 5 and 6.
Okubeera nga nabbi Musa.
To be like Prophet Moses.
yagambye alina okuba ngaera yalaba naye ebyomu ggulu.
He said he too must have seen copies of things in heaven.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let us read we hear.
Abaebbulaniya essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 5.
Abaebbulaniya essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 5.
Abaweereza eby'ekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize eky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinira ku Ebbulaniya essuula eno ey'omunaana,
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5.
Olw'okutaano mpaka olw'omukaaga.
Verses 5 to 6.
Lulaga nti abaana ba Isirayiri,
it shows the children of Israel,
baaweereza mu ebyo ebifaananyi byeyo eby'omu ggulu.
They served in copies of things in heaven,
ebyalagibwa nabbi Musa,
those which were shown prophet Moses,
Mukama bwe yamutwala ku lusozi,
when God took him on the mountain,
nga mu kitabo eky'oku nga mu kitabo ekyokuva,
as in the book of Exodus
essuula ey'26
30-35,
bwe yamulagira ng'amugamba tolema kukola ng'ebyo bikulagiddwa ku lusozi bwe biri.
When he commanded him, do as things shown you on the mountain.
So we yali ku lusozi,
now while on the mountain,
yamulaga ebyo eby'omu ggulu.
He showed him copies of things in heaven,
era nga bwe twategeezeddwako,
as we were told,
era bwe tugenda mu maaso n'okutegeezebwa nti ebyo eby'omu ggulu,
that those things in heaven,
Katonda byantambuzamo mu lugendo lw'eggulu,
through which God moved with the journey of heaven.
Olwatambula mu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
Moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Olumanyiddwa nga the 7 years heavenly biblical journey,
which is known as olugendo lw'eggulu olw'emyaka 7 olwatambula mu
Bayibuli. N'ebitabo bifuluma,
as the videos and the books are released,
okwongera okutegeeza ebyo,
to move on proclaim that.
Wabula ensonga gyetweyongera okumanya ku nabbi Musa,
but the issue we move on to know on prophet Moses,
nti yali yalwanisa abamagician,
that he fought with the magicians,
kubw'omwoyo wa Katonda,
by the spirit of God.
Wabulanga ebiro byemu bye tulimu,
but the same seasons we are in,
mukwanukula kwa Katonda,
the answering of God,
eri ensi
unto the world.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi,
why there are many problems,
wansi w'enjuba,
under the sun,
okuva omwaka 2020 lwegwatandika,
from when the year 2020 began,
olw'omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo kusemazinga w'ensi eno,
for God's final work on this planet earth,
okusinziira mu Uganda ekkula ly'Africa,
basing in Uganda Pearl of Africa,
kino nga kireeta oyo alinga nabbi Musa.
And this brings the one like prophet Moses,
okulwanyisa amaanyi g'ekizikiza,
through fighting the powers of darkness,
agalabikira mu bamagicians,
those appearing in the magicians,
era agagenda maaso,
and those moving on,
okweyoleka mu ekyo ekimanyiddwa nga 5G,
to appear through what is termed as 5G
ne 6G,
and the 6G networks.
Kale ebiro ebyo kyebiva bikomyewo nga bwe bityo.
That's why those seasons have come back like this.
Mu kitabo eky'okuva essuula eno ey'omusanvu,
in the book of Exodus chapter 7,
onyolisoka paka olw'okutaano,
verses 1-5,
Mukama yayogera ne nabbi Musa ku bikwatagana n'abalogo abaali e Misiri.
Spoke with prophet Moses concerning magicians who were in Egypt.
Era nga bula bwe baliwo kankano mu nsi yonna.
As you see the way they are existing now in their world.
Katonda agenda okuleeta amaanyi mangi ag'omwoyo omutukuvu.
God is going to bring much power of his Holy Spirit.
Okuyita mu oyo muweereza we alinga nabbi Musa.
Through him his servant who is like prophet Moses.
Okudibya amaanyi g'abalogo.
To destroy the powers of the magicians.
Amaanyi g'abamagician abafuusa.
The magicians.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Okuva essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Exodus chapter 7 from verse 1.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti, laba, nkufudde Katonda eri Falaawo, era Alooni muganda wo alibeera nnabbi wo. Olunya olw'okubiri, olyogera buli kye nkulagira, n'Alooni muganda wo aligamba Falaawo aleke abaana ba Isirayiri bave mu nsi ye. Olunya olw'okusatu, nange ndikakanyaza omutima gwa Falaawo n'ennyongera obubonero bwange n'amagero gange mu nsi y'e Misiri.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama Katonda omuyinza ebintu
byonna. The Lord God Almighty.
Mu kitabo kino eky'okuva essuula ey'omusanvu.
In this book of Exodus chapter 7.
Olunyiriri olusooka n'okutuuka ku lw'okutaano.
Verses 1 to reach in verse 5.
Yagamba nabbi Musa.
He told prophet Moses.
Laba nno nkufudde Katonda.
Behold I've made you God.
Eri Falaawo.
And to Pharaoh.
Eri Sitani.
And to Satan.
Era ne Aaron,
and even Aaron,
abiringa nabbi wo,
he will be your prophet,
okugenda okutegeeza Farao,
to going to speak to Pharaoh,
sitani,
Satan,
ate abaana ba Katonda,
to set free the children of God,
asobole okubazzaayo mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu,
can take them back to the kingdom of heaven.
Biro biri yali abatakuva Misiri,
in those eras was leaving them from Egypt,
bayingire mu nsi ye Canaan,
and they entered the land of Canaan,
naye ku lulo,
but this time,
okuta abaana ba Katonda,
to set free the children of God,
baleme okuzikira mu Geena,
they do not get destroyed in hell,
n'ennyanja yomuriro
and the lake of fire
basikira obulamu butagwawo
but they inherit eternal life
bakabaka bomuguru
in the kingdom of heaven
ranka tonda jane na amanyi manji
God cometh with much power in this work through his Holy Spirit.
For
he speaks in Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. There is spoken Acts 1:8, that when the Spirit will come, he will give you power. You
two
will be my witnesses in Judea and in the entire world. Now it comes with much signs and many miracles. As in the era when Prophet Moses existed, to mean the servant leading God's final work on planet Earth,
facing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
He was envisioned
in 1992 through Prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein from the nation of Australia. That spent be like Prophet Moses. To be able to manifest the signs of God, miracles, the extreme miracles of God, those exceeding of the magicians, those magicians. And he moved on to tell him in Exodus 7, and he speaks like this. Exodus chapter 7 and verse 4.
Naye Farao talibawulira. Nange nditeeka omukono gwange ku Misiri ne nfulumya jeri yange, abantu bange, abaana ba Isirayiri, mu nsi y'e Misiri n'emisango eminene. Olunya olw'okutaano, nabo aba Misiri balimanya nga nze Mukama. Bwe ndigolola omukono gwange ku Misiri ne mbaggyako abaana ba Isirayiri mu bo.
Yes, you have a
praise me. Jesus much.
Yategeza.
Now he says,
that
he has released the army of the children of God. Those days was released them from Egypt, which is presently known as Africa.
It
was the capital city then, it's the current day Egypt. And he has to get them out of there. Outstretched hand. God Almighty, in the era of Prophet Moses, as in the eras of today, he brings back the one like Prophet Moses. That's why from the beginning of this
2020,
he decided to stretch his hand and to put judgment in the world, rebuking unto the nations as he brings wonders following from behind. I want to tell you all you in the world that concerning the sickness of coronavirus, those invented by those of the world, God made their scheme fall on themselves when they condemn Satan do things not right. God still stretches his hands
and
to bring many judgments and signs and many miracles to break down powers of darkness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. In this journey, involves breaking down powers of magicians. Those that come with dark magic. The real extreme wild powers of darkness of Satan. Those which want to contend with the Spirit of God. In the name of 5G and the 6G networks.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this book of Exodus chapter 7, verse 20-23, in the fight of fighting magicians, as it happened in the era of Prophet Moses, one like Prophet Moses brought back in the Middle East, they moved like this. Let's move, read we hear. Exodus chapter 7 verses 20.
Musa na Aroni ne bakola bwe batyo nga Mukama bwe yabalagira. Ti nayimusa omuggo n'akuba amazzi agali mu mugga mu maaso ga Falaawo ne mu maaso ga abaddu be. Amazzi gonna agali mu mugga ne gafuuka omusaayi. Olunya olwabiri mu olumu n'ebyomu mugga ne bifa omugga ne guwunya Abamisiri ne batayinza kunywa mazzi mu mugga. Omusayi ne gubeera mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri. Munyola 22. Ne bakola bwe batyo abalogo Abamisiri mu magezi gaabwe ag'ekyama. Falawo omutima gwe ne gukakanyala n'atabawulira. Nga Mukama bwe yayogera.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Bwoba otunulidde mu kuva essula eno ey'omusanvu.
If you look to Exodus chapter 7.
Olunyiri olw'abiri.
Verse 20.
Paka 23. Olutalo olw'omukono gwa Katonda ogugoloddwa obulungi.
The fight of the outstretched hand of God.
Mu biro bya Nabbi Musa.
In the era of Prophet Moses.
Okulwanisa abafuusa.
To fighting magicians.
Ba magicians n'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza aga Sitaani amaanyi.
Extreme much powers of darkness. They began to compete with the powers of God passing the Holy Spirit. When Moses stretched the rod and smote the waters, and they reached in the blood, and at the same time magicians too did it. Magicians in the occult enchantments of sorcery.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But at the end, when you read all which happens. When you read Exodus 7 to Exodus 12, the fight reached a point magicians failed. The powers of darkness failed. The power of God, which appear in the Holy Spirit. As it speaks in Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by power, not by might. Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. The power of God, even this time it's following from behind. Following God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and us today. It's the reason why there has been and there are many troubles on the world from when the year 2020 began, because God officially opens His worldwide promised call, which is on Uganda, as it was on the nation of Israel. It is God's final work on this planet Earth, and the revival and the restoration of the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, all over the whole world. That's why it's put the world on tension. It first of all leaves it to the hand of the evil Satan and God. He curses the works of the evil. That's why the curse has been on the world. But in this vision of the Assyrians, they moved on to say that that man must have be like the heir of the throne of David. And we want to get of light in the Holy Scriptures. How that heir appears. First of all, that man already has to appear just as David. And he moves beyond David to be birthed
as the heir.
For the heir of David, whom we first of all know, it's the King Solomon. We want to see how was this King David. We are going to see one major thing on him. The rest of them will get them ahead. But in all, first of all, King David, he had a heart just like of God, fulfilling the will of God. Now that man to be like King David, and to appear as the heir of the King David, known as King Solomon, first he must have a heart just like of God, to be able to fulfill the will of God,
all
as King David did them even beyond, according to how it's written in the Acts chapter 13. And he speaks saying this. Acts chapter 13, verses 22.
Bwe yamujja oyo n'abayimiririza Dawudi okuba kabaka waabwe. Gwe yawaako obujulizi ng'ategeeza nti ndabye Daudi omwana wa Yese omuntu alingo mutima gwange bwe gwagala anakola ngabye njagala byonna
Yesu yebazibwe njo
praise Jesus much
okusoko msajjo oyo kubanka baka Daudi
first that man to be like King David
I know kuba ngwa alino mutima ogulingo ogwaka
he must have a heart just like of God
okulabikanga atukirize ibigendwa bya katonda byonna
to be able fulfilling all the will of God
kwekugamba
it's to say
ngabe chandi kwa Matayo sura eliye 10
as is written in the Matthew chapter 10
no esule yomukaga
Matthew chapter 6
onyoro mwenda
verses 9
ngagamba pako lwe 10 na olumu
unto 11
nti byagala bikolewe munsi
that they will be done on earth as it is done in heaven
nti omusajja oyo okuba n'omutima ogulinga ogwakabaka Daudi
that man to have a heart like of King David
we mutima ogulinga ogwakatonda
it is a heart just like of God
okutukiriza ebigendwa bya katonda byonna byayagala bikolewe ku nsi
fulfill all the will that God wants to be done on earth but that will
bikuleta ebikolewa mu guru
it's to bring what's done in heaven and manifest them on this world
kyabayo gira Matayo suri
yomukaga that's why he speaks in Matthew 6
no mweda pakole nolumunga agamba bwati
verses 9 unto 11 saying this
Matayo esule yo mukaga no runyiriryo lwo mwenda
Matthew chapter 6 from verses 9
kale musabenga bwe muti tichitafa ali muguru erinya olitukuzibwe olinyo lwe 10 obwakabaka bo bujje byoyagala bikolewe mu nsi ngawe bikolewa muguru
Yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
bokwasaganyo kwa tume sure ne 13
if you connect acts chapter 13
onyino rabi mwe 2
verses 22
ne Matayo esuli omukago nyino mwe pak 11
Matthew 6 verse 9 to 11
katunda yagamba nti yaraba kabaka yateka yabaterawo kabaka Daudi
God said he put for them the King David
alino mutima ogulingo ogugwe
had a heart just like of him
okusobola okutukiriza ebigendwa bya katonda
to be able to fulfill the will of God
na ebigendwa bya katonda
but the will of God
sibirada
it's not anything else
wabula Matayo sura yo mukago nyulo mweda pa 11 batulazi
Matthew 6 verse 9 to 11 that
chitafe ali muguru
that our father is in heaven
ne rinyali tukuzibwe ku nsikono
be his name on this world
era
ubakabaka yo bujje his kingdom come
nebyagala bikolewe munsi
it will be done on earth
ngebikolewa muguru
as done in heaven
so umusajjo yoko sokera dalanga abiranga kabaka Daudi
now that man first to appear like King David
arabikanga alino omutima ogulingo ogwakatonda
appear to have a heart just like of God
ogulabirwa mukabonero
which is seen through a sign
akokutukiriza okwagala kwa katonda
fulfilling the will of God
okwagala kwa katonda
the will of God
kwekulabikanga ebi bikolewa muguru
to see that things done in heaven they are done on earth
okutegeeza nti omusajja oyo
to meaning that that man
alino kubanga abikuliddwa ebyomuguru
must have been revealed things of heaven
era nabireta ku nsikuno
brings them on this world
shimuro okubitegeeza ensi zonna
to be able to proclaim the world
okutambula okukola okwagala kwa katonda
to begin do the will of God
so awava katonda okuntambuza olugendo lweguru
that's where God came to move with the
okuba mwaka gwa 2005
journey of heaven from 2005
baka 2010
to 2011
ngarutambulira mu Bible
the journey of heaven moved to the Bible
kunjo lesabyo na kuba waguru weguru
show me all right from above the heavens
okuita mukuru kuba mulio kusatu
passing through the third heaven
okutoka kunseno kwetuli
reaching planet earth where we are
kusobola okutegera byonna ebikolebwa muguru
be able understand all done in heaven
yele bisobola okolebwa kunsiko
that they can be done on earth
echo kulala
the other
aga mantirali no kubanga omusika wokuntebe yobwakabaka ya Daudi
they say it must be like the heir of the throne of David
nga tumanyi nti oyo yekabaka Solomon
that is the King Solomon.
Ukubera nga kabaka Solomon.
To be like King Solomon.
We kulabikanga asubulu kubanga yasaba amagezi nokutegera.
To appear that he asked for wisdom and understanding.
Ukukulembera mu mulimu ogwo.
To leading that world.
Ukukulembera mu ekanisa ya Katonda.
To leading the church of God.
Nokukulembera mu ensi ya Katonda.
To lead the world.
Kubwo moyo wa Katonda.
By the spirit of God.
Kubanga kabaka Solomon.
Because King Solomon.
Namaze okusikira entebe iyo bwakabaka ya Daudi
after inherited the throne of David
yasaba mbaseka bakanga ngagamba katonda bwati
he asked in the first king as he told God like this
baseka bake kisoka esule yokusatu no runyiriri olusoka
first kings chapter 3 from verses 1
awo Sulemani nabera mu Makedoni nabera mu kodomi wa Farao kabaka we Misiri natwala muwala wa Farao namuleta mu kibuga kya Daudi okutuusa lwe yamala okuzimba ennyumba yeye n'ennyumba ya Mukama nebbugwe wa Yerusalemu enjuyi zonna ti olunya olwokubiri kyokka abantu ne baweerangayo saddaaka mu bifo ebigulumivu kubanga tewali nnyumba eyazimbirwa erinnya lya Mukama okutuusa ku biro ebyo olunya olwokusatu Sulemaani n'ayagala Mukama n'atambulira mu mateeka ga Dawudi kitaawe kyokka yaweerangayo saddaaka era yayokeranga obubaane ku bifo ebigulumivu olunya olwokuna awo kabaka n'agenda e Gibeoni okuweerayo saddaaka kubanga ekyo kye kyali ekifo ekigulumivu ekikulu Sulemaani n'aweerayo ku kyoto ekyo
yeebazibwe
Masukabaka
kisoke sulene iyo kusatulunyi katandiko lw'okutaano.
First Kings chapter 3, let's begin from verse 5.
Basakabaka kisoke sule iyo kusatu n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
First Kings chapter 3, verse 5.
Mukama n'alabikira Sulemaani e Gibeoni mu kirooto ekiro. Katonda n'ayogera nti saba kyemba nkuwa. Olunyo lw'omukaaga. Sulemaani n'ayogera nti Wamukola bulungi nnyo omuddu wa Dawudi kitange. Nga bwe yatambulira mu maaso go mu mazima, ne mu butuukirivu, ne mu bugolokofu, oba mu mutima wamu naawe. Era wamuterekera ekisa kino ekinene okuba nti kubanga omuwadde omwana ow'okutuula ku ntebe ye. Era nga bwe kiri leero.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinna mbasi kabaka ekisooka esulene yokusatu.
According to First Kings chapter 3.
Odunye ino olwokutaano kutuukira ddala ku lwomukaaga
tukyawulidde. Verses 5 up to 6 where we just ended.
Katonda yalabikira kabaka Solomoni.
God appeared to King Solomon.
N'amugamba asabe kyayagala.
And he told him to ask him what he shall give him.
Kabaka Solomoni.
King Solomon.
N'annyonnyola Katonda ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
Explained to God by the Spirit of God.
Ebikwatagana n'omuweereza Kabaka Daudi
what concerned the servant King David.
Byatambulira ngamwesigwa era nokutukiza ebigendo bya Katonda.
He walked faithful fulfilling the will of God.
Yalinga ali kunsi.
While he was on the world.
Era namtekira omusika.
And he prepared him a hair.
Wokutula ku ntebe ye.
To sit on his throne.
Kabaka Solomon ngabwe kyali.
King Solomon has it happened.
Na ye yayongeranga asabanga agamba bwati.
But he spoke asking saying like this.
Abrabo nyoro musango.
Let's see the verse 7.
Basekabaka ekisoke sule yokusatu. N'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Kings chapter 3 verses 7.
Era nno ayi Mukama Katonda wange ofudde omuddu wo kabaka mu kifo kya Dawudi kitange. Nange ndi mwana muto simanyi kufuluma newankubadde okuyingira. Olunyo olw'omunaana.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Basi kabaka kisoke sule eno eyokusatu olunyo olw'omusanvu.
First Kings chapter 3 the verse 7.
Lulaga nti kabaka Solomoni.
It shows that King Solomon.
Yalinnya ku namulondo. Okusikira entebe ya kitaawe
over the throne of his father
ngachali mutu
while he was still a little child
irabu unano nyereze nye ebyamazima
and if you search the
bagama ndi ali ku myaka 17
wao they say he was around 17 years
katonda we yantanulira okuntu ala mu lugendo lweggu
when God began move me the journey of heaven
from 2005
mpaka
2011 yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
ere binasaba katonda okusinga byonna
are what I asked God most of all.
Amagezi n'okutegeera n'okumanya.
Wisdom, understanding and knowledge.
N'okuteesa.
And counsel.
Ng'ekigambo kye bukiri.
As is what is.
Kale mukusaba yategeeza bwati Katonda.
Now in asking he told God this.
N'agamba bwati.
And he said this.
Basakabaka ekisooka esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
First Kings chapter 3 the verses 8.
Era omuddu wo ali wakati mu bantu bo be walonda. Eggwanga eddene. Eita yinzika kubalibwa ne wankubadde okugattibwa obungi olunyo olw'omwenda kale muwe omuddu w'omutima omutegeevu okusalanga emisango gy'abantu bo njawulemu ebirungi n'ebibi kubanga ani ayinza okusala emisango gy'eggwanga lyo lino ekkulu olunyo olw'ekkumi awo ebigambo ebyo ne bisanyusa Mukama kubanga Sulemaani asabye ekyo
Katonda asanyukira nnyo.
God gets pleased most.
Okusaba amagezi n'okutegeera.
Ask wisdom and understanding.
Era kabaka Solomoni bwe yasaba amagezi.
And when King Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding.
Ng'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe
guli. As the light of the word of God is.
Kyasanyusa Katonda n'amuwa.
It pleased God and he gave him.
Kale mukutegeera.
Now in understanding.
Kyo musajja alina okulemera omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo okusema zinga w'ensi.
That the man to lead God's final work on the planet earth.
Era nga ye revival n'okudizibwa obujja okukyasinze.
The revival and the restoration
The greatest and the last on this planet earth.
In the answering of God why there are many problems under the sun. Since the year 2020 began, he officially opens his final work.
Prophets
had indicated the one to leading the saving of this world how will appear. One he has to appear like King Solomon. He must be found when he asks for wisdom and understanding. even knowledge, as the light of the word of God is, to be able to be a faithful servant. And God answered King Solomon, you have asked well. When you move on to the next verses, and they told him this in the verse 11,
Basekabaka ekisooka essuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
First Kings chapter 3 verses 11.
Katonda n'amugamba nti kubanga osabye kino so teweesabidde kuwangaala so teweesabidde bugagga so teweesabidde butegeevu okwawula nti naye weesabidde obutegeevu okwawulamu emisango olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Laba nkoze ng'ekigambo kyo bwe kiri, laba nkuwadde omutima omugezigezi era omutegeevu obutabanga waakwenkana okusooka ggwe so n'oluvannyuma lwo tewali golokoka akwenkana.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Yamuwa omutima omugezigezi.
He gave him a wise heart and an understanding heart, that there will be no one like him, neither they want to follow him in all his generation, in the generation of that king, King Solomon. That man he has sent him in the world who is like the hair of the king. Meaning King Solomon, he must be found wise.
He
has the understanding of God and knowledge, as the light of the word of God is,
that
we can understand indeed is the one.
Era Katonda amwongerayongerako n'ebirala bingi byonna by'atasabye.
On him many other things is not even asked.
Naye nga byetaagisa mu mulimu ogumutumiddwa okukola.
They are needed in the work he said.
Ngabo ayogera mu nnyo olw'ekkumi n'essatu agamba bw'ati.
Speaks in the verse 13 saying this.
Basekabaka ekisooka essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
First Kings chapter 3 verses 13.
Era nkuwadde n'ebyo by'otosabye obugagga n'ekitiibwa obutabangawo bakabaka n'omu akwenkana ennaku zo zonna.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Yamuwa n'ebyo by'atasabye.
He gave him what he never asked,
obugagga n'ekitiibwa,
riches and honor.
Obutabangawo kabaka amwenkana.
Never be any king which is equal to him.
So yonna mbirabanga bituukawo.
Now all when you see them happen,
Katonda okugaba obugagga n'ekitiibwa temwewuunya.
Give riches and honor, do not be surprised.
Kubanga n'omulimu gwetaagamu ne sente.
For the work even needeth money.
Tenguli wa kitiibwa.
And even honor.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Byonna,
now in all, let not the world ask what's moving on.
Okuva omwaka 2020
from when the year 2020 began.
Era tebalime kwebuuza corona n'emitawaana emirala egigobererako lwaki bibaddewo.
Ask coronavirus and many troubles which are happening.
Lwaki n'ebirala bikyeyongera.
Why they have happened and why they are moving on. Kubanga
Katonda yamala dda okutuma omuweereza oyo.
For God already sent that servant.
Era kyava aleeta okwanukula eri ensi.
And that's why he brings the answer to the
world. Kiki ekigendera ddala mu maaso.
What exactly is moving on.
Naye nga okwolesebwa okwava mu ggwanga erya Australia.
But the vision which came from the nation of Australia.
Okuyita mu nabbi era omutume Wilhelm Wetzel.
Through the prophet and apostle Wilhelm Wetzel.
Ne Emil Klein.
And Emil Klein.
Okuva mu ggwanga.
From the nation of Australia in the year 1992, they moved on to say,
also the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda.
Era ne sanduku yendagano erina kubera mu Uganda.
Uganda to be a special race of God.
Uganda erina kubera abantu banjaula
ba Mukama. Chosen people.
Abantu abalonde aba Mukama.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Ntinenda sanduko ya mateka ga Katonda.
But even the covenant box of God.
Eino kubanga eri mu Uganda.
Meant to be in Uganda.
Katisoka tunyonyole kano.
Let's first explain this.
Ngale tunabagenda kumanyate okuba abantu abenjawulo.
Before we go know how to be special people.
Era abantu abalonde.
And people chosen.
Kitufu.
It's true.
Kitufu sanduko ya mateka ga Katonda.
It's through the covenant box of God.
We sanduko ya Katonda.
Or the ark of the covenant.
Erimu endagaano empya.
Which is the Old and the New Testament like today. It must be here. When he spoke with the Israelites in the era of Prophet Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 3 and
the verse 16. He had told them to spend a long time.
And
they had not seen of the covenant box. Let's read there we hear.
Yeremiya sura yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Jeremiah chapter 3 verses 16.
Awo lulituuka bwe mulibanga mwaze era nga mweyongedde mu nsi, kale mu biro ebyo bw'ayogera Mukama, tebakyayogera nti essanduuko y'endagaano ya Mukama so teriyingira mu mwoyo gwabwe so tebaligijjukira so tebaligikyalira.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okusinziira mu Yeremiya,
according to Jeremiah chapter 3:16,
Katonda yayogera okuyita munnabbi Yeremiya.
God spoke through prophet Jeremiah.
Agamba eggwanga erya Isirayiri,
the nation of Israel,
bajja kutwala akaseera,
that it would take time,
ne mu nsi yonna ng'abaana ba Katonda beeyongedde era ng'obulokozi bujje,
baleme
kuddamu okwogera ku ssanduuko y'amateeka, era ebulire ddala baleme kuddamu n'agiraba.
They would never see it.
Era balimo gamanti yiri wali tugende tujichalire.
Not say that it is right there, let's go visit it.
Yesunga lwachi nolwayo tusoba jizule sanduko ya mateka mu isimu gwange ya Israeli.
Cannot discover the ark of the covenant in the nation of Israel.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Na ye esanduko yo lwachi obunabbi obwava mu gwanga lya Israeli abugamba.
But that covenant box, why the prophets from Israel?
Esanduko ya mateka ino kubanga eri wano mu gwanga lya Uganda.
That box must be in this nation Uganda.
Sikwa kugamanti eri yennyini.
It is not to say the other real one.
Wabula ye yalimu endagaane mpya.
But it's what held the old covenant.
Era ye yalete sendagaane mpya.
What caused to bring the new covenant?
Amakuru,
the meaning.
Gege kitabu ekyo kujukiza.
It's the book of remembrance.
Nga kifananira danga Bible nga bwetwatambula mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Yes, just as the Bible as we move to the journey of heaven.
Ndusoma mu Bible y'omuggulu.
We read in the Bible copy of heaven.
Okama nawandika munze.
It God wrote within me.
Ebyawandikwa ebyamazima.
The scriptures of truth.
Nanga bibiri mu ggulu.
All as they are in heaven.
Era sanduuko y'amazima entuufu kankana enokulabisibwa.
The rightful covenant box to appear.
Enokubanga erimu ebyendagaano enkadde.
Must hold all that of old covenant in the New Testament.
Kubanga endagaano empya teyabeerawo.
For the New Testament. It never happened without the Old Testament. The two move together. According to Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7 to 8, the new covenant was brought after faulting in the old covenant. Now the rightful covenant box
moves
having both covenants within it. Let's read in the Hebrews you hear.
Nolunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7.
Kubendagaana eri ey'olubereberye singa tebaliko kyakunenyezebwa tewandinoonyezebwa bbanga eri ey'okubiri. Olunyo olw'omunaana, kubanga olw'okubasanga n'ensobi bwabanenya kyava ayogera nti laba ennaku zijja bw'ayogera Mukama bwe ndiragaana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri era n'ennyumba ya Yuda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira mbebulani yesule n'eyomunaana onyula omusanvu n'olw'omunaana.
According to Hebrews 8 verse 7 and 8.
Nti singa tewaliwo okunenyezebwa.
That if there were no faults.
Mu byendagaano eri enkadde.
In the old covenant.
Tewandibadde obbanga lya ndagaano mpya.
Wouldn't be space for the new covenant.
Naye bw'atusiŋŋana n'ensobi ze tukoze mu ndagaano enkadde.
Finding us with faults with met in the old covenant.
Nalite ndagaano empya.
He brought the new covenant.
Okulungamya n'okulesito walinga ebyo twali tukoze obubi mu ndagaano enkadde.
And restore that we defaulted in the old covenant.
So ku mulundi guno.
Now this time.
Atusindikira busindikize ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
He just sends us the book of remembrance.
Ebintu ebyali mu ndagaano enkadde.
Things which were in the old covenant.
N'endagaano empya.
And the new covenant.
Ng'ekitabo Bible bwe kiri.
As the book the Bible is.
Ebibadde bisobezeddwa.
Those which had gotten faulted.
Birongosebwe bikolebwe nga bwe biri mu Bible. Buli mundagaane enkadde n'endagaano empya.
They will be restored done as they are in the Bible in the Old New Testament.
Okusinziira ku ebyo byatugamba mu Malachi.
According that he tells us in Malachi. Agamba
nti ekitabo ky'okujjukiza n'ekiwandiikibwa mu maaso ga Katonda.
The book of remembrance was written before God.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Malachi esula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Malachi chapter 3 from verse 13.
Ebigambo byammwe byabanga biwaganyavu eri nze bw'ayogera Mukama. Era naye mwogera nti twakwogerako tutya. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'ennya mwayogera nti okuweereza Katonda kwa bwereere era kugasa ki nga tukutte ebyo bye yatukuutira era nga tutambulidde mu maaso ga Mukama ow'Eggye nga tutokooteredde.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebiro biyitiridde obungi.
Time has passed long.
Okusinziira ku Malakai esula ey'okusatu onyola ekkumi n'essatu.
Malakai 3 from verse 13.
N'ekkumi n'ennya.
And the 14.
Ng'abantu bangi bavudde kuweereza Katonda.
And many people have left the service of God.
Okuyita mu njiri y'obwakabaka bwaka n'obutuukirivu.
Read the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Nga bayogera ebigambo ebibambavu Katonda.
And they spoke strong words against God.
Ebigamba nti bwe twaweerezanga enjiri y'obwakabaka bwaka n'obutuukirivu.
Which said when we served the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In righteousness.
Tulina bye twafuna.
they have nothing with God. Until we change that gospel. They went, preached gospel material gains of the world. Even miracles. Which follow that gospel. And they say, serving God is in vain. Men serving in the gospel they sent us.
Of
the kingdom of God and righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. And thus, and they say, we have held the ordinance of God. The commands of God. And the word of God. Us walking morning around in the world. Yet, what was that these words of the old and new covenant, they were not held in their truthfulness.
You
say the ark of the covenant of God has to be here in Uganda. It's to do revival.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But this time revival is amazing. Then revival came in the new covenant.
Revival
is what we faulted in the old covenant. This last powerful revival.
It
revives both. We've done not one.
It was
written in the old covenant and the new covenant. That's why they have said it's the greatest and last revival.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
Christ. Now in that
word,
that's why the ark of the covenant is here.
Then
to base correct all over the entire world. That's why his people are going to tell us in Malachi 3. And he says like this.
Malachi
chapter 3 verses 15.
Eraka akano abamalala betu itabo abechisa. Wewao abamakolo.
Damburu unji.
Malachi sule yokusatu orunyiriri ole kuminetano.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 15.
Eraka akano abamalala betu itabo omukisa. Wewao abamakolo obubi bazi imbibwa.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
And
they spoke as the generations are. That those proud have been seen as if they are the ones seeming blessed. And they try to test God. That tomorrow there will be this. And they see as if it's happened. And they wonder. That prophet who is a homosexual. That prophet who has many women. He's the one who has done that. Even his miracles of work. The one who drives cars, he has houses. Yet he moves in the powers of darkness. Powers of Satan. Now that,
that's
why we've come to proclaim in the world.
That
they can separate who serves and who never serves God. The righteous and the unrighteous. That's why he moves on, say, in Malachi like this.
Malachi esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olw'15.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 15.
Era kakano abamalala betuita abomukisa. Wewao ababakola obubi bazimbibwa. Wewao bakema Katonda ne bawonyezebwa. Olunyiriri olw'16. Awo ababatya Mukama ne boogeragana bokka na bokka. Mukama n'awuliriza n'awulira. Ekitabo eky'okujjukiza ne kibawandiikirwa mu maaso ge. Abo abatya Mukama ne balowooza erinnya lye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti awo abatya Mukama.
And then those who fear the Lord.
Bat and kukwogereziganya.
They began to speak to each other.
Nga bagamba naye twetaagayo revival bannange.
But we need revival.
Era kwe kuli baganda bafe bano abo mu Australia.
That includes our brothers the Australians.
Bat and kukwogereziganya mu mwaka gwa 1992.
They began to speak to each other in 1992.
Ne bayingira mu revival fellowship.
And they entered their revival fellowships. God envisioned them that revival will come from Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And the man who will lead that work, he will appear like this and this. As Elijah,
Musa,
as Moses, and as David. As the heir to the throne of David. And while you best to know him, you'll find him with a book of remembrance.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
Kubanga abawotokeredde ku nsi nga bagamba naye bino si byebitufu ebirina okukolebwa.
Because those who got started on the world said this is not what is meant to be done.
Mu kanisa ya Katonda ne munsi.
In the church of the world in the world.
Mukama n'abasindikira ekirabo ky'okujjukiza.
God sent them a book of remembrance.
Ekirabo ky'okujjukiza.
The book of remembrance.
Kiri bwe kiti.
It appears like this.
Twasoka mu ndagaano enkadde.
We first in the old covenant.
Ekirabo ekyateekebwa mu nsanduuko ya mateeka.
The book put in the covenant box.
Ndagaano enkadde.
And it's only the old covenant.
Wabula nga bwe tuwulidde nti endagaano enkadde ye yayita.
As we had the old covenant, what called the new covenant, to restore us, the faults we done what written the old covenant. Now the ark of covenant moved with both covenants. Now the book of remembrance, it's the book of revival,
and
connects both the new covenant and the old covenant, to correct in those we faulted. Scriptures written the old covenant, even the new covenant.
That
the book of remembrance written as the
evangel
of today. And it's the journey of
heaven
moved in the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, in the spiritual transport, as the vision, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, Urim and the Thummim. Those God moved me to be able to see the scriptures of truth in the old covenant, even the new covenant. And for bringing this book, we are going to separate who serves God and who never serves him, the righteous and the unrighteous. Let's finish in Malachi, you hear.
Malachi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwe 17.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 17.
Era bali babange bwayogera mukama wejje ku lunaku lwendikolerako bali bakintu kya nvuma era ndibasenyiwa ng'omusajja bwasenyiwa mutabani we ye amuweereza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. That they will be mine on the day when I will work. That day when it does a marvelous work. The final work on this planet Earth. Basically in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Those of God are going to be of God. The wicked who have worked all unrighteousness in turning to get to God. He says he forgives them. As the Father forgives, the son who is serving him,
a
condition is one of forgiving you. Repenting, you will repent. But the condition totally causes you to be forgiven.
You
repent, begin serving him in this final work.
For
he forgives the one who serves him. Not forgive you, you have repented, you may do your own things. No.
Repentance
of this time has never been under the sun. You repent,
straight
begin do works of your Father
so
in heaven.
Not
repent, remain moving outside.
You
straight join this final work. Because he has
they
will be mine and they will do this work. The final work on this planet
Earth.
Resting in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And he
said,
he will forgive them.
As
Father forgive his son who serves him. Not forgive us any other.
Give
us to serve him in this final work. On this planet Earth.
Not
forgive you, remain moving out. That's not to be like that. And the end said the world will separate the one who suffers
from
the
Uganda.
God sending the covenant box in Uganda. And in it is the new and old covenant to make the greatest revival in things we faulted in the old covenant and the new covenant. Let us hear.
Malachi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Malachi chapter 3 verses 18.
Awulwe mulidda ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi oyo aweereza Katonda n'oyo atamuweereza.
Bwe tunaddanga leero,
when we return like today,
muvudde mmetawaana eyo gye muli kankano,
troubles which you are into now,
eno message mugenda gisiŋŋanawo mu butongole,
this message you will officially find it.
Naye mukudda kwammwe,
but in your returning,
mugenda tandikirawo okwawulaweereza kano tamuweereza.
Begin separate who serves only the serves God.
Omutukuvu n'atali mutukuvu,
the righteous and the unrighteous. Olwa
message ezifulumye okwanukula kwa Katonda.
By messages release the answering of God unto the world.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi?
Why there are many problems?
Okuva mwaka 2020 lwe gwatandika.
From when there 2020 began. Agenda
maso n'okulabikanga agulawo okuyitibwa kwe.
And Mozono open his call.
Kwaza subiza mwanga gonna.
His worldwide promised call.
Okoli kugwanga lya Uganda.
Which is of the nation of Uganda.
Mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembe okusemazinga wese.
God is final work on this planet.
Ekigambo ekyo bayongera okugamba paragrafu eno.
In that work they moved to
also the covenant box.
Era n'essanduku y'endagaano.
Supposed to be in Uganda.
Eda kubeera mu Uganda.
Uganda had to be a special race of God.
Uganda eina kubeera abantu banjawula bamukama.
God is chosen people.
Abantu abalonde abamukama.
Kuli siba kwa jamaa kwa
19. The vision came in 1992.
Kuba mugwange lya
from the nation of Australia.
Kuokera kubitibwa ko kugwange lya Uganda.
Speaking of the corner of the nation of Uganda.
Kubeera abantu abenjawula.
To be a special race of people.
Kigena kuba ndi mutibagulumivu.
It's not to be that you're very tall.
Oba obugaggo obungi.
All the many riches.
Naye.
But.
Kwekulabikanga tumaze okufuna amagezi gonna agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Appear that we've gotten all the wisdom in the word of God.
Okutegeera.
Understanding.
N'okumanya.
In the knowledge.
Ebyamateeka byonna ebiri mu kigambo kya Katonda.
All of the laws which are in the word of God.
Ng'essanduku yendagaano empya n'enkadde bwe bajjidde nga leero.
Ark of the covenant of the new and the old covenant.
Kyava yogera nti okubeera abantu ab'enjawulo.
That's why speaks of being special.
Wakati mu nsi.
In the midst of the world.
Kusinda ku kyamateeka sura y'okuna.
According to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Yolisoka pakulu omusanvu.
Verses 1 to 7.
Yogera nga agamba bw'ati.
He spoke saying like this.
Okubeera abantu ab'enjawulo.
To be a special race of people.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let us read we here.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri esura y'okuna. N'olunyiriri olusooka.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 from verses 1.
Ne kaakano gwe Isirayiri, wulira amateeka n'emisango bye mbayigiriza okubikolanga mulyoke mube abalamu muyingire muli ensi Mukama Katonda wa bajjajja bammwe gy'abawa. Olunyiriri olw'okubiri, temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wammwe bye mbalagira.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Olw'okubanga bagamba nti essanduko ya Katonda erina okubeera wano.
Because they said the covenant box of God should be here.
Mu Uganda.
In Uganda.
Okugamba nti byonna ebyendagaano enkadde.
To say all of the old covenant.
N'endagaano empya.
The new covenant.
Nabiddiziddwa obujja mu revival eno.
Been restored in this revival.
Mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembe kusema zinga wensi.
God is final book on
this. Byonna byatuyigiriza.
All he has taught us.
Tolako.
There's no subtracting from them.
So they kubikendeza.
No reducing from them.
Kino kidoke kitufura abantu abenjawulo.
This to make us a special race of people.
Kubanga tugenda kwabageza eriensi.
Because we're going to be wise towards the world.
Era abantu abategeera.
And people who understand.
Abalina Katonda aliyo kumpi.
Have a God so near to them.
Kubanga amawanga gwakwanukulwanga leero.
Nations are to be answered like today.
We tutandise.
As we've begun.
Ngaba uliriza kati bawulirira amagezi gatandise.
And here and listen wisdom has begun.
N'okutegeera kuzze.
Even understanding has come.
Era bawulira.
And here.
Katonda yanukula.
God is answering.
N'ebyobujja.
Even issue of jealousy.
Nsonga zino.
On these issues.
Babitadde wali.
They have put them aside.
Kubanga betegefu.
Because they are ready.
Aba abaana ba Katonda.
Those children of God.
Okuwuliriza ebya Katonda.
To hear the words of God.
Katumale wano mu kyamateeka.
Let's finish in Deuteronomy.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri esula ey'okuna. N'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 3.
Amaaso gammwe galabye Mukama kye yakola olwa Baliyo Pyoli. Kubanga abantu bonna abagoberera Baliyo Pyoli. Mukama Katonda wo yabazikiriza wakati mumwe.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus
much. Amaaso gaffe n'olwale olwe nyini nga bwe tuli kati.
Our eyes even today as we are.
Tulabye Katonda byakoze enso okugoberera Satan.
We have seen what the world God has done to the world for following Satan.
Amanyiddwa nga Baali.
Known as Baal.
Yesu yabazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Alisomukuno oguzitowa.
He has put a heavy hand.
Ngasoso kwasa ensi okwerwa.
He has first made the world their scheme fall upon them. And he's left coronavirus
into
them. And he's mixed in it an ingredient of a curse in the world. For even many other troubles are still coming. Those of the heavy hand of God. He has done that to those who have been following Satan. All you children of God, where you are in the church in the world, you two still in the world, you had failed to enter salvation for the gospel which was changed. He first tells you like today, he has brought his special people in the midst of the world, and he sends them to all of you,
and
they are be filled with wisdom and understanding in the world. They are what make them a special race of people, a special race of people, people chosen, as he speaks like this. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 4.
Naye mwe abegatta ne Mukama Katonda wammwe mukyali balamu buli muntu ku mwe leero. Olunya olwokutaano, laba mbayigiriza amateeka n'emisango nga Mukama Katonda wange bwe yandagira, mukolenga bwe mutyo wakati mu nsi gye muyingiramu okugirya. Olunya olw'omukaaga, kale mubyekuumenga mubikolenga kubanga ago ge magezi gammwe n'okutegeera kwammwe mu maaso g'amawanga aganaawuliranga amateeka ago gonna ne googera nti mazima eggwanga lino ekkulu be bantu ab'amagezi era abategeera.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okukuuma byonna ebituyigiriza eby'ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
To watch over all that taught us in the book of remembrance.
Esanduko ya Katonda mu Uganda.
Ark of the covenant of God in Uganda.
Omuli okumanya kwonna okw'endagaano enkadde.
Where there is all knowledge of the old covenant.
N'okumanya kwonna n'okutegeera n'amagezi.
All knowledge understanding.
Ag'endagaano empya.
And wisdom of the new covenant.
Okubikuumanga.
To keeping them.
Kubanga mu kwogeranga bw'owulira.
Speaking as you hear today,
mukwanukula kwa Katonda eriensi,
the answering of God to the world.
Why there has been many
problems since
okuva mwaka 2020
since the year 2020 began.
Asindika abantu bana abenja uru abali chozeni.
This special race of people were chosen.
Nga bweyayolesa mugwanga okuita mbao Australia.
As the vision for the Australians.
Uganda bantu banja uru.
Uganda a special race of people.
Abarundi.
Those chosen.
Itufula abenja uru naba mawanga kubana kiririza.
What makes us special even where nations will believe?
Ukubea hanga tuku umye bion nebi endagane enkade.
Be that we have kept all that of old covenants.
Nendagane mpia mumagezi.
The new covenant in wisdom.
Nemuputegera nemu kumanya.
And in understanding and in knowledge.
Ngechi gamu cha Katonda bwechiri.
As the word of God is.
Kubanga yogera mu Yeremia esuleri eomunano nyuromu.
Speaks in Jeremiah 8 in the verse 8 and to 9. That if they have rejected the word of God, what wisdom can be in them? To meaning that, become a special race of people in the midst of the world. As the prophecy from Australia says,
we
must have been filled with wisdom in the word and understanding and counsel. As
the
light of old covenant is, and the new covenant by the word of God. That to be in the covenant box pocket to be in Uganda. And then we shall be special. And God will appear to be near us. Nation when they have troubles.
And
they have prayed for us. Them too, we can pray for them troubles to end. Because God is near to us. For keeping wisdom. And knowledge as the light of the word of God is in the old and new covenant in the covenant box of God in Uganda. That's why he finished like this. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 7.
Kubanga gwanga chi eriri na Katonda abali okumpi nga Mukama Katonda wa Februari.
What nation has a God so near to them? As the Lord God is unto us when we call upon him. Remember in the Australian vision, God is in Uganda. God is doing his final work.
Basing
in Uganda.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So it's now
what draws him here to us?
Even
the world which see him is indeed here.
The
wisdom which is in the word of God. Understanding and knowledge.
And the
much power which follows of the Spirit of God. They are visioned as the answering of God is unto the world. Why there are many troubles.
And
when they are 2020 began. And God has left all that that will officially open
his
final work on this planet Earth.
Revival,
the revival and the restoration. The last on this planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
When
we lead in preparing all nations for the second coming back of Jesus. Now to move on, be special race of people.
It
kept wisdom and understanding and knowledge as the light of the word of God is. And then he too will lift up us in all nations and you put on a special favor as it's begun today. According to that it speaks in Deuteronomy 26 verse 17
into 19
he speaks saying like this. Deuteronomy chapter 26 from verse 17.
Oyatu derero mukamanga yekatonda wo erango notambuliranga makuboge newe kumanga amateeka age nebiragiro bye nemisango je no ulirange dobozi lye olinyole 18 era mukama nti
yes,
praise Jesus. You have declared today that the Lord is your God. We know that Uganda, for other nations, we declared in 1962, according to Uganda motto, we said for God and our country, we are going to stand.
When
we declared to stand that He is our God,
for God
in my country, we didn't put for Bakatonda Vanji. No.
But
we put for God, we declared that. In the Uganda national anthem, you remember this nation and our future.
We laid it
in the hands of God to govern. In this time, that's why
he too
has reason to lock down nations and people in their houses and to close roads, even the borders, that will first humble them, that will produce call on the nation Uganda, that worldwide promised call.
It's
God's final work on the planet Earth, based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And we too, he says, after accepting and we declare that is the Lord our God,
he
got determined we are to stand in this work. That's why today's center's bridge is answering to the world. Why there are many troubles since the year 2020 began. And he speaks that we too, this time he sends us to you all in the world.
We're
reaching onto you this work of God, the last on the planet Earth. Not pass through troubles and you don't know what is moving on.
Let's
finish in Deuteronomy chapter 26.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essula ya 26 n'olunyiriri olw'18.
Deuteronomy chapter 26 verses 18.
Era Mukama ayatudde leero ggwe okubeeranga eggwanga ery'envuma eriye yennyini nga bwe yakusuubiza era weekuumenga ebiragiro bye byonna.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Oluvannyuma lwa Uganda okwatula.
After Uganda declaring.
Mwaka gwa 1962.
In 1962.
Twafuna independence.
When we got independence.
Uganda motto twagamba.
In the Uganda motto we said.
Tusajeutimide ku lwa Katonda.
We decided we've stood for God.
Ne ku lw'ensi yaffe.
In our country.
Okuyimira ku lwa Katonda.
To standing for God.
Okuyimira ku lwa nsi yonna.
To stand for the entire world.
Mwanga Katonda ye Katonda waabo bonna abalina omubiri.
God is the God of all those with flesh.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
And
in the Uganda national anthem,
move
on to say the future of this country and our future. We have laid it in the hands of God. Even though it was 1962, even in this future, it's the same, still working. Yes. For in the Uganda national anthem,
future
of our country, in his hands. That never leave us. Even this nation never leave it, even the future we are going to. And it is never left us. That's why today he sent us to you. First as Uganda. And Africa. And all you are in the world. The people of God. The children of God. And he tells you that.
He has
not made us this for exalting ourselves. For the good of all those who love God in the world. Now he ends up saying like this. Deuteronomy chapter
26
verses
19.
He
exalts you, makes you special people who are honorable, as the promise of God is. When we shall go in our part, which will be the
55th
part, we shall see the vision which passed through the Apostle John
Mulinde.
God in that vision, he says, God determined, wrote it even on his palm. Making this nation a special race, a special nation.
And
right now he has fulfilled this. After he sent us the book of remembrance, revealed all secrets of the kingdom of heaven,
he
sent us to the nations in much wisdom and understanding,
the
counsel and the much knowledge, the power and the fear of God, the spirit of the living God. He's together with us.
So which do we chili?
Now that's how it is. The vision which came from Australia. They say indeed Uganda is a special race of people. The chosen ones of God. Those are what move on make us the chosen ones of God. Keeping wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Those which are in the word of God, in the old and the new covenant, as
it
told us in Deuteronomy chapter 4 from verses 1 to 7, to be nearer to us that the whole world will see that.
It
tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 26 from verse 17 to 19, when we first declared indeed is the Lord God our God, as in the Uganda motto,
for
God we shall stand the whole world. The Uganda national anthem,
future of
our future and of our country, we laid it in his hands. The Uganda national school prayer, we decided to turn with all our hearts to get to him, to stand for him in the entire world.
Time
the world is asking what is moving on, we
will
vow to stand for him. He has sent us to answer the world. Why there are many troubles from when the year 2020 began, and you've not known when the troubles will be ending. What can stop those troubles is one thing,
to
accept the final work of God on this planet Earth, the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, which prepares the second coming back of Jesus, to resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now in the vision they moved on to say in this next paragraph,
we looked for this man,
they said,
and failed to trace him. Looked for this man and failed to trace him. No, the church is heading. Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we heard in the Matthew chapter 13 that them are among those who wanted to know of all these secrets. But that blessing was not upon them though they are prophets and righteous and still wise. The same what failed them to see, and they failed to see that man in the year 1992. For in those days I was 5 years old. God had to prepare me enough
to
able come out for all you children of God in the world. Prepared me to bring what's enough to you. Now they say,
we looked for this man.
They
failed to trace him.
Lord,
the church is heading.
That
word
we want to explain it in Matthew chapter 13. Why they failed to trace that man. Let's read we here. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 10.
Abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba nti kiki ekikwogeza nabo mu ngero olunya olw'ekkumi n'olumu. N'addamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu naye bo tebaweereddwa.
Bo bambi tebaweebwa.
Them we are not given.
Okumanya atisi okutuuka ku muntu oyo mulabako.
To know at least to reach that person to see him.
Bo baalina kuleeta bonnabbi.
They were to bring their prophecy. And then go back. Because it says many prophets and many righteous men.
But
at least to see all these.
Most
God has revealed us secrets of the kingdom of heaven through the heavenly journey. But they did not reach them, but we God reached us to them like today. We give him glory and honor. Most who want no secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Releasing them in the book and the audios known as the heavenly journey. Heavenly biblical journey. The 7 year heavenly biblical journey. Praise Jesus much. But them did not get that blessing. As he speaks that many wise men. Let's read the verse 16 and 17 we hear. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 16.
Naye amaaso gammwe galina omukisa kubanga galaba. N'amatu gammwe kubanga gawulira. Olunyole 17. Kubanga mazima mbagamba nti bannabbi bangi n'abantu abatuukirivu abeegomba ng'okulayo mutunuulira so tebaabiraba n'okuwulira bye muwulira so tebaabiwulira.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati amaaso g'abanna Uganda abakyaliwo n'okutuuka leero.
Now the eyes of the Ugandans who are still there up to today.
Ne bonna mu Africa.
And all those in Africa. And in the whole world.
Mulina omukisa ogw'enjawulo.
You have a special blessing.
Kubanga abaweereza nga nabbi Wilhelm Wurtzel.
Like Prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel. Emil Klein.
Okuva mu ggwanga lya Australia.
From the nation of Australia.
Nabo baayagala okuwulira nga basiŋŋaanywe ebigambo bino byogerwanga leero.
They wanted to hear as they find this word spoken as today.
Naye munnaye tekya.
But it wasn't possible. The initial prophets, as they wanted to see Christ Jesus born, he's come from the kingdom of heavens and is there. And explains all.
As
had in the Matthew 17, Matthew 3, 13, 17, many prophets. Matthew 13, verse 17.
For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and they have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and and have not heard them.
Naye tebaabiwulira.
Ayagala kuba nabo bali bannabbi.
Them too wanted for them to be prophets.
Ate nga batumi.
And their apostles.
Ate nga bafubye okukola obutuukirivu.
They have tried to work righteousness.
Kale ensonga lwaki mu article eno bagamba.
The reason why in this article they say.
Okusinya kukolisibwa okwava mu ggwanga lya Australia.
According to the vision from Australia.
Nitwayagala kugamba twatracing omusajja n'atubula.
That we traced for that man he failed to see.
Naye tekyategeeza nti taliiyo.
But it didn't mean he's not there.
Kubanga nkomekero yabyo nabagamba.
For at the end of all they say.
Nti amumanyiiko oba amulabyeko. Omusajja oyo kennyini kale ng'alabise.
Or that man himself appears.
At tracing eko munnaali.
Let him contact us.
Tebakijjawo nti ataliimu.
They did not.
Bakikkiriza nti Katonda waliwo ebintu ebimu byasigaza.
Say he's not there. They believe that there are things God retained to himself.
Kubanga mu kyamateeka esula ya 29:9.
Deuteronomy 29:29.
Ebikuliddwa bibeera ebyaffe.
What is revealed is what is ours. What not revealed they have remained secrets of God. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. What is revealed is ours. What is not revealed is for God. What revealed for them? What they were to bring to us.
But
when he did reveal them that man, it did not mean the prophecy is not is false. No.
The
prophecy is truthful and it's come to pass as you hear of it today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God,
yes,
praise Jesus. But they moved on to remain showing. Where is that man?
They said,
Bagamba,
we looked for this man and failed to trace him. All the church he is heading, according to the vision, the man is on the west part of River Nile.
West River Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This river
can't
be spoken of since we brought the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many problems since the year 2020 began.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So they said,
Nebagamba,
we looked for this man and failed to trace him.
Now
the church he is heading, according to the vision, the man is on the west part of River Nile. Yes,
praise Jesus much. They didn't lose hope. And concerning this river, we've come studying much of it. As in the Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 3, and they say, that woe unto the land of wearing of wings,
unto
people who were fierce. That war unto the land of wearing beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. That river Nile. Ethiopia goes down to its source. In Uganda, part of Africa.
Who
are fierce from their beginning. Their nation, rivers have divided it. Verse 3 they say, here are all you inhabitants of the world. And when they raise their banner, or when the trumpet is blown, you hear. Now that river, the man must be there. All along we expected it.
That
me, I'm born in a district which was known as Mukono.
Uganda.
In Uganda.
The
time it was broken and they got out to Buyikwe district. Nearing Jinja. Where there is the source of the River Nile.
Chitufu.
It's true. Those seasons I was there but I was still young.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That river, as we had in Isaiah, chapter 19, verse 5 and 7,
it
has its source in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, right at Jinja.
The
powerful altar of the full knowledge of God, according to Isaiah 19, in the verse 19, unto 21,
it
says there will be an altar of God. And the pillar be a sign, the witness unto the Lord God of hosts. And they will know the Lord. And the Lord will be known by them. That altar is this generation with the full knowledge of God, planted as now, is glory. Praise Jesus much. They said,
this is not a joking matter. We did not save our money for dancing.
This word,
that
they said God is here doing his final work
on
this planet Earth, it is not a joking word. But we got a prophecy in December 31st, 2019, and God was telling us that this year is not a joking year.
Because
he too was doing in it a work which is not a joking work, a miracle and a wonder as today. And his prophecy have connected very well. Prophecy released in 1992 from the nation of Australia, written in the New Vision newspaper,
and
says that this is not a joking work. But the prophecy released again here, December 31st, 2019, said the year 2020 is not a joking year.
It's
never happened under the sun. Satan is going to launch his most extreme evil works, even wild sicknesses. But God raises a standard,
according
to Jeremiah 4 verse 6. In that standard,
this
is of the work he is raising now. That's why he's left troubles to happen under the sun. From when the year 2020 began, till he's officially opened this work, this prophecy moved on to say,
we are surprised that none of the people we asked knew anything.
These are
the pastors we approached.
Yes, praise Jesus. Pastors could not see this, because as God was doing this work, most pastors he had left them for leaving the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven, and they got blinded of eyes in all their vision. It had come as a book sealed.
And
when they saw vision from Australia, they did not understand it. Because Isaiah chapter 29, verses 9 to 14, it had come to pass on them. Let us hear.
Isaiah chapter 29,
from verses 9.
Mulindirire, mwewunye, mwesimire ddala, muziba amaso, batamide, na yesi na mwenge.
Mulindirire, mwewunye.
You stop and wonder. You cry out.
Muziba amaso.
You get blind of eye.
Banabi.
The prophets.
Mweje miaka rukumuruenda chenda mobili.
In the year 1992,
abasumba abasinga,
most pastors
bali bafunya omululu gw'ebyenfuna byensene,
had get greed of material gains of this world.
Madani wano mu Uganda wenne,
mostly here in Uganda,
eranga bali sewe njiri obakabaka bwakuna obutuukirivu,
they left gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Era okwolesebwa bwe kwajja,
and when the vision came,
They were words like of a book seal. That's why the Australian said we asked of the people. No one knew of these angels. We approached pastors who were there. Them two understood nothing. Let's finish this Isaiah you see.
Isaiah chapter 29
verses 9.
Bata midde na yesi na mwenge. Bata gata na yesi na chitamiza. Olinyole kumi. Kubanga mukama afuse kumwe omoyo gotulo tunji. Erazi vya masoga mwe. Banabi ne mitweja mwe. Abalaguzi. Ajibiseko.
Yes.
Bata gala tagala nga babu lida chino chidite. Bata tega ila burunji.
Preaching this and the other. They don't understand them well. They preach this doesn't reach understanding. Preach other they don't reach understanding. You see the point of not understanding. And they pour upon them the spirit of deep sleep. Not that they are in physical sleep.
But
though you bring a vision, they do not understand it. Many visions have spoken of God's worldwide promised call. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Speaks of God's final work on the planet Earth.
Revival.
It's the restoration.
Greatest
than the last on the planet Earth. Facing in Uganda, part of Africa. But their eye never get opened up. No one comes to embark on it as things are clear.
Also
John Mulinde when he came out in 1995. He went like that when he wasn't helped. And it got silenced as if it never happened. But know this. According to this Isaiah we read. He left them
blind.
That he will bring this work. And it's a miracle. And it falls upon them like today.
Then
those who are trained where? And they prepared themselves from where? Let us read we hear.
Isaiah esura eyabiri mu mwenda n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
Isaiah chapter 29 verses 10.
Kubanga mukama afuse kumwe omoyo gotulo tunji. Erazi bya masoga mwe. Banabi n'emitweja mwe. Abalaguzi ajibiseko. Olunyole 10 n'olumu. N'okwolesebwa konna kufuse gemuli ng'ebigambo eby'omukitabo ekisibwako akabonero. Abantu kibawa omuntu yayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde nayogera nti siyinza kubanga kisibwako akabonero. Olunyola 12 ne bamuwa ekitabo oyo atayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde nayogera nti siyigirizibwanga.
Yes, praise Jesus. The reason why Australians came inquired from Uganda. No one knew what is moving on. The pastors, they are blinded of eyes. Even all the
patients.
Speaking of the quality of the nation Uganda. Final work of God on the planet Earth. Revival.
And the
population the greatest. And the lesson and the vision appeared seen. Those of nations abroad. In Uganda, out will come a work we wait for you. Some of the last prophets and the evangelists like evangelist Benny Hinn
in
the Bible 2022 fivefold and restoration will come from there. Those are brought hope and the boldness and the strength.
God
said if no one would be prepared, I would proclaim it forcefully to you. I've chased you from the synagogues.
Don't
fellowship anymore. I know that no one serves me. I don't want.
I'm
doing a new work. Those are all acts you've been doing. ate tebitegeerekeka n'abagoba mu makuŋŋaaniro ate bakyabagoba kubanga eyandeeyimiridde obutabagoba ye Katonda
naye
bw'amala okukuvaamu ng'akola omulimu gw'omupya nga bamaze okuba ng'okwolesebwa kuwa eyayigirizibwa mu Bible College ne University
okwolesebwa
kuno kwe tusoma kubaddewo emyaka engeri zino omukama zazaabikkulamu okuyitibwa
kuno
okw'ensi yonna okuli ku ggwanga lya
Uganda
kubaddewo gwebuuze kiki baasomye ebitabo mu University Bible Colleges
books in University Bible Colleges
naye ng'okutegeera
but understanding they don't
n'agamba ekyo yakibakola
and he said did that to them
alyoka aguggyeyo nga mulimu gwa kitalo
bring it out a marvelous work
nga teguliiko ani mutandise okugyako Katonda
does not one who starts it except God
kyava ayogera munyolo ekkumi n'ennyanga agamba
bwati he speaks in the verse 14 saying this
Isaiah esula eyabirimu omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 14
kale laba ŋŋenda okukola omulimu ogw'ekitalo mu bantu bano omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero n'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira n'okutegeera kw'abakabaka baabwe kulikwekebwa
n'agamba kale oba okwolesebwa kuba kuli bwe
kutyo
kusiringiddwa gye bali
tebakutegeera
abasomye mu Bible Colleges ne universities
land in Bible College and universities
n'abatasomye
it those unlearned
naye nga bali bwe batonga teryategeera
they are like that no one understands
zingenda kutanula omulimu
I am beginning a work
kolera omulimu ekyamagere ekyewuunyo
a miracle and a wonder
bwe gusemayo kusema zinga w'ensi eno nga bw'owulira
on this planet
ye mutandisi
is the offer the beginner
yabalokize down mu nsi yonna
locked you down in the whole world
n'aleka emitawana mingi ne
giyitawo
era ng'akyaleeta
mingiokumaliriza
okwolesebwa
kuno
tebaggwamu maanyi baasigala
balindirira
ne bagamba
tusaba nti omuntu yonna alina kyamanyi ku musajja ono oba ekkanisa ye oba omusajja yennyini
to contact us at the address below.
Mu address eno wansi.
Tutagenda kubasomera nga leero.
I'm not read for you like today.
Usobola funa okwolesebwa okwo.
You can get that vision.
Okwawandikwa mawulire ga New Vision paper.
Written in the New Vision newspaper.
Lunaku lwairwa mukaga.
The day was Saturday.
Lunaku z'omwezi nga 14.
The date was the 14th.
Omwezi ogw'ekkumi n'ogumu.
In the month of November.
1992. Okuyita munabbi Wilhelm Wetzel.
Through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel.
Nga nabo baagenda mu maaso okunyweza.
And them to move to establish.
Okuyitibwa kwa Katonda kwazze asuubiza amawanga gonna.
This worldwide promised call.
Okusinziira mu Uganda kula lya Africa.
Basing in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Nga bwe kwali ku ggwanga erya Israel.
As it was on the nation of Israel.
Era nga gwe mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo okusema zinga w'ensi
eno. And it is God's final work on this planet Earth.
Era emanyiddwa nga revival.
It's known as revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya.
And the restoration.
Okukyasinze.
The greatest.
Era okusembayo okusema.
In the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, we lead in resuming preach gospel of kingdom of God in the kingdom of heavens,
to
preparing all nations for the second coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of this world, to moving the new heavens and new earth. Now we shall get back with the second vision.
Mulinde
Apostle John Mulinde.
Okwage na masiro okwogera ku mulimu gwe gumwogo.
Don't speak of that same work.
Bokama akwa mukisa.
May God bless you.
Webali kujja.
Thank you for coming.